Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
These last 2 years haven't been the best of times. But while we've lost a couple of years, we have not lost our way. The principles that made this nation a great and powerful leader of the world have not lost their meaning. They never will. We know we can bring this country back. I'm Mitt Romney. I believe in America, and I'm running for president of the United States.
Well, that, of course, is Mitt Romney, known probably better for being a Mormon presidential candidate several times around than anything else. Well, the American people recently weighed in on whether or not they would vote for a presidential candidate who is also a Mormon. Joining us to talk about a new Pew Forum poll on support for a Mormon presidential candidate, Carol Doherty, Associate Director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Carol, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Good afternoon.
Does whether or not a presidential candidate is a Mormon seem to make a difference to most Americans?
Not to most Americans. 68% say it wouldn't matter to them. 25% say they would be less likely to support a candidate who's Mormon. And that figure hasn't changed. We asked it at the beginning of the 2008 campaign in 2007, and it was also around 25%. So the percentage has been pretty stable.
If you break it down by religious affiliation of the voters, what do you discover?
Well, you get what we found in 2007 as well, which is that white evangelical Protestants are a higher percentage of white evangelical Protestants say they'd be less likely to support a Mormon candidate. 34%. You know, it's 19% among Catholics. It's 24% among those who have no religious affiliation.
What about political party?
Well, you get a little bit more on the Democratic side than the Republican side into saying they'll be less likely. That may be because of Mitt Romney's prominence. In other words, we try to ask this question about presidential traits as an abstract matter, in the sense that regardless of who you support or oppose, but you do get a little higher percentage of Democrats, 31, than Republicans, 23. I think part of that may be Democrats reacting to Romney and saying, well, I don't want to vote for him in particular.
So you think if there weren't a Mitt Romney out there in the field and this were a purely abstract question, the results might be a little different with regard to Democrats?
I think there'd probably be there could be less of a partisan difference. There's not a huge partisan gap anyway.
What else do we discover about people's feelings about Mormon candidates in general? How does it break down for us?
Well, I mean, what you get, as you might expect, is that there's, you know, as we found in broad in 2007, those who say this in the abstract, those who say that they're less likely to support a Mormon candidate, in general, are also not terribly supportive of Romney himself. On this same poll, we asked people if there was a good chance or some chance that they would consider voting for Romney for the 2012 election. And overall, you get 51% of voters saying they'd at least consider him. But among those less likely to support a Mormon candidate, it's only about 29%. So it's hard to know whether that's is it a factor of people just saying that they don't particularly like Romney, or is it his religion? I suspect it's a little bit of both. But it's clearly out there for a minority of people that are at least somewhat bothered by this, or it's a factor in their decision, in their voting decision.
What do you make of that third of white evangelical Protestants, 34%? That would be less likely to support a Mormon presidential candidate? Where do you think that's coming from?
I think what we found in 07, at least, was that some of it was based on religious doctrine and feelings about the Mormon religion, that certainly a relatively high percentage of white evangelicals were saying that Mormons were not were not Christians. That was their belief. We did a religion survey at that time. It was somewhere around 40% of white evangelicals, which was higher than the percentage among other religious groups. So I think the feelings about Mormons are based on that.
The 2% in 2007 going up to 5% in the present poll,
right.
That would be more likely. Who
right.
do we think that is?
Well, it's not significantly statistically significantly different, so I wouldn't make a big deal about it. It's a small minority out there who say they'd be more likely. And again, we don't know the extent to which Romney's own prominence as a leading Mormon figure. In other words, if you were already inclined to vote for Romney, do you then say, even on this abstract issue, I'd be more likely to vote for a Mormon then? It may be partly that.
All right, when we come back, a few more minutes with Carol Doherty of the Pew Research Center, and then open lines. Would you vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Something good in Hollywood.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Actor Ben Stein, a longtime supporter of the Susan B. Anthony List, recently hosted the first annual Life Fest Film Festival. The event, held in the Los Angeles Convention Center, attracted numerous filmmakers and actors and showcased pro-life-themed films, including a screening of Like Dandelion Dust, and a Q&A session with its producer. An upcoming major motion picture entitled Doomby was also shown. Faith Happens won the award for the Best Feature Film, and Eggsploitation won for Best Documentary. For a list of all the award winners, visit lifefilmfest.com.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
You know, my guess is that everybody here has a different story they could tell. We have different backgrounds. We wake up in the morning and go to different jobs or look for different jobs. We go to churches, different churches, or maybe don't go to church that much.
That's Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. We're talking to Carol Doherty of the Pew Research Center about a new poll on support for a Mormon presidential candidate for another 5 minutes or so. Then I want to hear from you. Would you vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? Open lines for the remainder of the program after the conclusion of our conversation with Carol Doherty. Would you vote for a presidential candidate who is also a Mormon? Our Facebook fan page, you can answer the question there, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can give us a call in about 5 minutes, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email right here in the studio right now, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc. Carol, I'm wondering, in that new poll, did you detect a Protestant-Catholic divide on the voters' willingness to vote for a Mormon presidential candidate?
No, just the white evangelical. It's really that's where the religious kind of resistance comes from. And again, I certainly don't want to overstate this factor. When we asked our long traits list about what's appealing and not appealing potentially, whether it's race, gender, different experiences in the past, this is one of the lower factors, in fact, lower potentially negative factors that we find. And if you just take the case of Romney in particular, some of his attributes are viewed positively. For instance, having been a business executive, having been a governor, things like that, those are all attributes that are viewed positively. So I don't want to overstate the extent to which people are having negative reactions in this way.
Finally, then, how would you characterize the change or the lack thereof since the last survey in 2007?
Well, I think, this hasn't been an issue. I think, we'll see what happens from here out if Romney's, to see how Romney's campaign goes. Right now, he seems to be, in the top tier of Republican candidates, no doubt about it, in terms of visibility and potential support. This will bring his religious affiliation to the fore a little bit more. We'll see if this percentage changes over time. It hasn't been much of an issue over the past 4 years, and so we don't see much change.
Carol Doherty is Associate Director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. We'll post a link to their new survey under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Carol, thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.